From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. STAT, a national publication that covers health and medicine, is out today with a lengthy story on Mizzou's med school in Columbia, and it isn't pretty. Dan Margulies has more.
The publication says the University of Missouri School of Medicine is in danger of losing its accreditation next year because it has so few minority students and faculty. STAT notes that the current first-year class has only 5 black students out of a total of 104. In 2015, there were 2, it says, and in 2014, just 1. In a report last year, the accrediting body for medical schools, the Liaison Committee on Medical Education, found the school's diversity to be unsatisfactory because of the long-standing nature of the problem and a lack of progress. Recruitment has been a problem for Mizzou's med school because of racial turmoil on campus and because Missouri's population is largely white. I'm Dan Margulies.
A former Jefferson City business owner has admitted to his role in a burglary scheme in which primarily electronic equipment and college housing in Columbia was targeted and the loot was sold on eBay. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 27-year-old Yevon Drobovich pleaded guilty yesterday to 1 count of mail fraud. Drobovich was the owner of Jefferson City Computer Services. Several individuals identified during the investigation burglarized residences and forwarded the stolen items to Drobovich. He admitted through his plea to posting the stolen items for sale on eBay and mailing them to buyers. Drobovich faces up to 20 years in federal prison without parole. A sentencing hearing will be scheduled after a pre-sentence investigation. A St. Louis County court case is prompting lawmakers to consider strengthening a program that shields domestic violence victims' home addresses. A new measure introduced today would bar judges from requiring a person to reveal a confidential address unless it is necessary to gather evidence for a criminal or civil case. In January, a judge ordered a woman to reveal her address during a divorce case, saying the application didn't have a required sworn statement. The woman was part of a Safe at Home program, which is administered by the Secretary of State's office and allows victims of domestic violence and sexual assault to use a substitute address. Speaker Todd Richardson says there are several bills that could be amended.
And as those things move through the process, we're going to do everything we can to get this across the finish line and into law.
Attorney General Josh Hawley filed an emergency motion last week to defend the Safe at Home program. A proposed health ordinance aims to widen areas between concentrated animal feeding operations and residential areas in Callaway County. Farms densely packed with livestock create an environment for bacteria and illness to cultivate. Often antibiotics used to keep the livestock healthy creates antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria over time. While this can be spread through traditional contact, waste-turned manure also spreads the bacteria. Roger Fisher is the Western District Commissioner for Callaway County. He believes his proposed ordinance will help protect residents and other livestock from health hazards.
The more distance you keep from that sick person, the less likely it is that you're going to catch whatever that person had. Same thing applies here. The farther the population is from the source, which would either be in the CAFO itself or where they spread the manure, but the further the source of that bacteria is to humans, the less likely it is that we're going to have any problems with it.
The required distance would depend on the number of livestock in proportion to farm acreage. The proposed ordinance will apply to new CAFOs in Callaway, and a similar ordinance passed Monday in Howard County. Two new principals will take the reins at Columbia Public Schools this coming fall. CPS announced Battle High School Assistant Principal Melita Walker will be the new principal at West Middle School, while Hickman High School Assistant Principal Tony Grignani will move up to principal of that school. Grignani said he'll use the relationships he already has at Hickman to his advantage in his new job.
I think that's been the most exciting thing. I've had a lot of students coming up to me today saying congratulations and that they're excited. And the same with the teachers and everything. So I kind of go in already with those relationships built.
Both Grignani and Walker are replacing principals who left for jobs in other school districts. When Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order providing paid paternal leave for the executive branch earlier this year, he encouraged lawmakers to extend those policies. But with time running out in the legislative session, it's unlikely Missourians will see expansion of those policies in the public or private sector. According to the Columbia Missourian, there are 4 bills in the legislature regarding paid family or medical leave, sponsored by both Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. 3 of the 4 bills have had a hearing, but none have been voted on or made it out of committee. I'm Garrett Giles, KBIE News, Columbia.